Topic today is the parsha. The parsha, different, quick, few short things relating to the parsha, halachic inyanim. What I'm telling you today, everything comes from the Sefer. Ginuzai sa parsha. Ginuzai sa parsha is written by Rabbi Dvorkis. We use this form here very often. Rabbi Eliyakim Dvorkis, we use this form very often. So today what I'm telling you comes from Parshas Tolois, from Ginuzai sa parsha. The first topic is Vayeosiloi Hashem Vatar Rivka Ishtoi. Rashi says, Rashi tells us, what does it mean? Vayeosilo, Vayeosir Hashem. Rashi explains that both Yitzchak and Rivka were mispal independently for the birth of a child. Rivka was an akara. Rivka did not conceive. Yitzchak was mispalel and Rivka was mispalel. To whose tefillah did Hashem answer? So at the end, the pasuk says, "Vayosel lo Hashem v'atar Rivka ishto." Ultimately, Hashem listened to Yitzchak's tefillah, not to Rivka's tefillah. Why not? Rashi, something very disturbing. Ein edoy me tefillah sadik ben sadik with tefillah sadik ben rasha. Yitzchak had to his advantage that his father was also a tzaddik, whereas Rivka did not have that advantage. Her father was besuel, was not, Rashi tells us, was a rasha, which is serious. One thing not to be a tzaddik, but to be a rasha is a very serious statement. Not exactly what Rashi tells. That's why Hashem did not listen to her tefillah relative to the tefillah of Yitzchak. So this is a halachic issue. What happens if you have a Beis HaKnesses and it comes time to Yom Neroim and you have two candidates? Okay, the shul sends out, puts up an ad, we're looking for a new chazan, new shlech tzibur, and they are probus, and the shul is evenly divided. 50-50. 50% of the kilo wants to take one chazan, 51% wants the other chazan. One happens to be a meyuchas. One happens to be, his father was a very well-known Talmud Chacham, a very well-known family. The other, no big deal. Okay, no big deal, and maybe, in fact, let's even discuss the case where the father was known not to necessarily be such a good person. Maybe the father wasn't Shomer Shabbos. Nothing, not to his fault. The father wasn't Shomer Shabbos. So, who wins? Which candidate should be taken in the Beis HaKnesses? So the truth is, it appears, the machlokes, there appears to be a contradiction. We have some sources. We have the Torah. The Torah seems to quote a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shalom l'rochok v'la'karof." The pasuk, from this pasuk, Chazal Darshin, "Shalom first comes the rochok, and then comes the karof." It's better to take a person that's distant than to take a person that is close. Meaning, Hashem has more. There's more value in the tefillah of a tzaddik ben rasha over a tzaddik ben tzaddik, because if you're able to overcome the nisyonos of being brought up in an environment of a Russian, to break away, that shows that you have mesiras nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a maila. Whereas a tzaddik ben tzaddik does not have that maila. That is a direct contradiction to what Chazal, okay, this is discussed by the Taz, and it's discussed by the Levushes Sered. So, what about Tzaddik ben Tzaddik? Ain't Demet Tfilah Tzaddik ben Tzaddik Tzaddik ben Rasha? So there are multiple answers to this question. Among the answers, we'll run through very quickly some of the answers. One answer is, this principle of Tzaddik ben Tzaddik Tzaddik ben Rasha is only when the father indeed is a Rasha. The case of Besuel was a Tzaddik ben Rasha. When the father is a Rasha, you have something working against you. But when the father is not a Rasha, but he's not a Tzaddik, then it's a bigger milah to take the person that's a Tzaddik than a part of a person versus a Tzaddik ben Rasha. Ben Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. The Tzaddik ben Tzaddik is no big deal, because this is the way his Bechira has not done anything special to elevate himself. A Tzaddik, the son of an average person, even if the father was not a Shomer Shabbos, that doesn't make him into a Rasha. A Tinik Shanish was not his fault, but this person was able to overcome what was natural for him to remain in the same status like his father and be a non-Shomer Shabbos, and he broke forth from that and became a tzaddik. That is a very big mile that's chor before Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that has kedima over the tzaddik ben tzaddik to fulfill what it says in the pasuk, la rochik v'la kara shalom, la rochik v'la karaif. Shalom, there may be peace to the one first, la rochik, the one that comes from the background that was distant, who has broken away and has come close, and then the second one is the tzaddik ben tzaddik. It's a very interesting idea to answer this contradiction. Another answer to this contradiction is, it all depends if it's the tzil of a yachid versus the tzil of a rabbin. In the situation of Eliezer and Rivka, who they will be mispalel, it was a private tefillah. Each one was davening for themselves. Yitzchak wanted a child. Rivka wanted a child. In this instance, we apply the principle ein adam et tzaddik ben tzaddik but tzaddik ben rasha. But when it comes to a tzibur, then the zuchus hatzibur overcomes any chasarn of someone's father being a rasha. And adarabah, if the shliach tzibur is a tzaddik ben rasha, that is a maila over the tzaddik ben tzaddik. A fascinating answer. Difference between the chasam sefer, the chasan sefer, the nun. The chasan sefer says the answer to this contradiction. Yeah.
Such a person can identify with or empathize with the tzibur more so than...
No, it's just that he is a greater representative because he has broken away from his background. He's a mysterious nefesh. He's a greater source of inspiration for the tzibur. If this person is leading the tzibur and the tzibur looks at him, they say to themselves, look, a person broke away from his environment to become a tzaddik from such a background. So we who do not have the nesayon, the only thing that we should work on ourselves and also become greater people, it's a greater source of inspiration, it's a greater schus. And this that Rashi says, tzaddik ben tzein edom et tzaddik ben tzaddik et tzaddik ben rosh, only when you're davening for yourself, private tzila. You want to go to a bracha. A person wants to go to a brach from a rebbe. So you have a choice. There are two buses. You only go on one bus. You can go to a rebbe who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik, or go to a bus, a tzaddik ben rasha. The tzil of a yochid, it's better to go to a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Because then the schus of the tzaddik also... What? But if it's the shliach tzibur is representing a group of people about tefillah, Chasan Sefer says we apply the pasuk Shalom la rochik v'la karayv. The rochik comes before the karayv. It's amazing. And what's the makar for this? The proof from the Gemara. The Gemara talks about between Maisa and Tainis of Chafhei when there was a zman of atziras kishamim. There was a drought. The Yorad Rebbe Eliezer. Who was Rebbe Eliezer? According to many, Rebbe Eliezer, the son of Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai. Rashbi, the son of Rashbi, Rebbe Eliezer, he got up to daven lifnei ha'teva, v'loy nene, and he was not answered. He was mispalel to Hashem as the shliach tzibur to the group. V'loy nene, Yorad Rebbe Akiva. Who is Rebbe Akiva? Rebbe Akiva's father. Rebbe Akiva was a ger. Rabbi Kiva, not necessarily Gair, but he came. Rabbi Kiva's came from Gairin. Rabbi Kiva was a descendant. So which one had the yichus? The meyuchus was Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rashbi. Okay, the son of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he was the miyuchas, and Hashem did not answer the tefillah of Rash of Rabbi Eliezer, but Hashem did answer the tefillah of Rabbi Akiva. What do you learn from this? You learn that when it comes to a tefillah on behalf of tzibur, the tefillah of a tzaddik ben Rasha is greater than the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, because the zuchus of the rabbim covers up for any defect that may be found in the fact that this person's father was a Rasha, and adarab, the fact that the shliach tzibur is a tzaddik ben Rasha was able to overcome his environment is a greater mile, a greater schus for the tzibur. And the Gemara goes, the Gemara just elaborates a little more. The Gemara there goes on to say that the Basel came out and said, so it's not a right that's 100% accurate, because the Gemara does indeed say that it's because Rabbi Akiva was mavir al midaisaf, had good midas, whereas Rabbi Eliezer was a kanoi. He was a kanoi, so that's why Rabbi Akiva was the answer. Okay, so the Gemara gives us a reason, but it doesn't take away from the fact that we have here a story where the tzaddik ben Rasha was answered over the tzaddik ben tzaddik, because we do, in instances, do apply the principle of the Chasan Sefer, Shalom la rochaik v'la karev. Okay, let's go to another topic. This is a very fascinating topic of twins. In this week's parasha, we learn about twins. it was unexpected that Rivka would give birth to twins. We know we have a rule that any time it says in the Torah the word vihinei, vihinei always has the connotation of the unexpected. So it says vihinei soimim bevidna. Even though that she went to Bidurish Hashem, and Hashem told the Shnei Goyim Bevenechu Shnei Lumim Ayachi Paredu, according to some of the commentators, that means that you're going to have one child. And that one child, down the line, 50, down the line, 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years, will split, will have children, grandchildren that will divide into two different nations. It was not necessarily interpreted at the time that the split's going to take place right now. The split will take place in 1,000 years. Right now, you can have one child. You'll send the child to Cheder. He'll be a tzaddik. He'll be fine and good. 10 generations down the line, there'll be a split. And guess what happened? Vihine, the unexpected happened. The split already occurred. The split already took place. There was Yaakov and there was Esav. Okay, so this is the sugya of twins. So let's discuss some very interesting shilas that relates to twins. Question number one. We have over here twins are being born. Let's look at a regular Yavashul. And you call up the rabbi, oh, I get a mazel stuff, I had a baby boy, very good. One's the bris Tuesday, oh great, Tuesday, someone else had a baby boy. So there's going to be a double header. Who's your mail? Good. Is your mail? Maybe you can get the same mail. You can save money. You can have one mail. We'll do both. Okay, you have one mail. You'll save on the. We'll have one suda, one suda, not one suda. Okay, whatever. Okay, so let's just discuss a few. It's a very complicated issue. When there are twins, there are many, many shilas that come about when you have twins having in the same shul. Question number one. How many brachos do you make on the meal? Let's say for argument's sake, we have one meal that's going to do them both. So does the meal make Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'mitzvot al hamila twice on every child?
Yes, you make two separate.
Yes. Or does he make a seventh bracha Asher kiddush he did mibeten alach nisay bevrisay lach nisay bevrisay shalav ravinu?
Does he cut both at the same time?
It's not so posh. It's ein echadami. When it comes to shchita, let's see. You're saying very good. I'll give you an example. When it comes to shchita, slaughters hundreds of animals, thousands of birds in one day. I don't know, he can do thousands. He only makes one bracha for the whole day. For the whole day, right? Empire. I don't know what they do there in Empire. They take a break. What? They take a break. They work a 10-hour shift. The last I heard, they work 10 hours. They work 10 hours, but they only work every other hour. They're on site. They were on premises for 10 hours straight. They don't leave the site, the slaughterhouse, but they only work every other hour, 5 hours, every hour they take a break, and they someone else takes over. So I don't know, do they make another bracha when they come back after the 1 hour? L'chara, yeah, it's a hefsek. I would imagine they do make another bracha. But there, you can slaughter in 1 hour 1,000 birds. You only make one bracha. So why a mail shouldn't be any different? The mail used to be called the chaytech. It's a new word. We never had the word mail. This is a modern word. The real word for mail is the chaytech. The one who cuts. The cutter. Not the mother.
Why did you change it?
I don't know. It's more delicate. We live in a politically correct world. Everything has to be just right.
Politically correct.
Just right. So you can't say chaytech. Chaytech, the cut.
As long as they didn't.
The mohel. Okay, the mohel. So here we have. So why not? What's the difference? So here's the difference. The difference is, when it comes to shechita, the sheikh shechs one animal at a time. But the truth is, there's nothing really wrong if you line up all the animals in one shot. You can line them all up. 10 animals, have a long knife, and one bracha, and you can cut 10 animals in one shot. But when it comes to people, you don't do that. Why not? Einos and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. You don't do mitzvahs in bundles. What?
The Minchas Elazar was known that when he had twins...
He did it one shot?
One shot.
Why wouldn't they have another
baby? It was a case, it was a son.
The Munkach, he did it one shot, too.
He had both babies on his lap, and he...
Really?
Did that.
Wow.
And he was a mile.
All right, you're saying something very, very, which Verkas doesn't say this idea, but in Echadami, so someone says that when it comes to meal, you don't do the hakpada, you don't do it in one shot. That automatically translates into requiring a separate bracha for each child. each child requires shechita, you can technically do. You don't want to do it. You want to go do one at a time. That's your prerogative. That's your choice. Okay, but since you can do it in one shot, there's nothing holding you back from doing one shechita in one shot and merely make one bracha. But since when it comes to bris milah, you don't do it like that. Each bris must be done separately. Mela, each one gets its own bracha. Even that's not so similar. The Pesachim discuss, the Pesachim say it's not samikah, they really should make one bracha. And therefore, the only way to avoid the shaila is don't bring in the second baby until the first baby is finished, and you have to be mafsir with saying olein and saying kaddish, say psukim al chagoyelosi. If you bring in both babies into the Beis HaKnesset in one shot, you got a halachic problem. It's not really so simple that the moel should make two separate brachas. Lechatchila, a moel, a trained professional moel, will be very careful to make sure that baby number two does not come into the Beis HaKnesset before they completely finish baby number one. So there should be a hefsik. So there should not be any shaila in a bracha levatola on making multiple brachas. So very, very interesting. What? But the baby is already in the Beis HaKnesset. If the baby already is in the Beis HaKnesset, the baby already is on scene, and they're making the bracha al hamila on the first baby, it's not so simple. It can very well be a bracha levatola to make another bracha of al hamila. And then you get into another question that, I don't know, he doesn't go into all the details, but he talks about that there are two brachas. There's asher kedeshanu b'mitzvayis v'tzon al hamila, and there's the bracha asher kedeshanu b'mitzvayis v'tzon al hachnisa v'visoy shalar mavinu. So maybe when it comes to the bracha of hachnisa, that's going on the mice on the on not on the mice mila, but on the fact that we are being machnis lebris. That bracha can cover multiple babies even in one day. Even in one day. Oh. So it's not, it's a very complicated issue. Okay, nechnan. Halacha l'maisa, we make two separate brachas to kill the tzaddik. I'm dealing, the case I'm dealing with over here is I'm dealing with two different fathers, two different people. So each one is the father, the chi of the father, nechnami, so it's the father, who makes the bracha? That's also a very big shaila. Who makes the bracha? There's a different girsa. There's the girsa of the Rambam, there's the girsa, our girsa. Is it lahachnisoi or lahachnis? Is the bracha on the father or is the bracha on the moel? There's a lot of lumness in the bracha. It's okay. I don't know the problem, but it's very complicated and different. To solve the problem, we're very, very macbeth on this to make sure the two babies are kept set apart. Don't bring them too close together. Now, you just mentioned the shechianu. Among us, we don't make a shechianu. Chutz Yaretz, the meaning is you don't make a shechianu. Taisvis, she does taisvis, tsar diyanuka. Tsar diyanuka, you don't go and make a shechianu. The Rambam is chilek. The Rambam is also a rishon. And the Rambam says you make a shechianu. The Mechaber that always follows, the Rambam says you make a shechianu. Eretz Yisrael, the Sfardim, who had the Ikar Gishon Eretz Yisrael, was the Sfardim before the Gra, before the Talmidei Gra came along. So the Sfardim, they were in control of Eretz Yisrael, and somehow the Ashkenazim, the Minhag Gra, did not penetrate into this matter, and they still are not able to. The Minhag Yerushalayim is Bubudu, but they do make a Shechianu. Okay, there are two fathers, each one is a Shechianu, two Brisim, they come in separately, very good, you make two Shechianus. Here's the Shaila. Let's say you have twins. Let's say you have twin babies. So now, okay, we're going to make two brachas, alamila twice. We're going to keep the babies separate. We're going to make twice lachnis and rissim. But what about the shechianu? Not so simple. It's a big, big machlekes apayskim. Next time you go to because it's on the father. It's on the father. Shechianu, the kimanu begin lazman hazeh. That's the question. Is it going on the Maisa Mila? On each Maisa Mila? Or do we say, no, the Shechianu is a Zman. Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu la'zman hazeh. This Zman is a Zman. It's not miyuchet to the mitzvah. Is how far do we connect the Shechianu, the Zman of the Shechianu? It's the day. The day it's Yom HaShemini Tishrei Mitzvah for both. One Shechianu already captures the Zman. Now in a Tkufa. Is it totally in a Maisa Mitzvah? How far does a shechianu go? Look, that's the rule. That's the issue. Why don't we make a shechianu nechlal? Yeah.
You also have a new fruit.
Yeah.
It's not a svekin yet. Let's say this, the first day you make your kiddush, you make a shechianu.
Yeah.
And then you bring your new fruit.
Yeah.
You say the shechianu goes on the new fruit too.
Where was the new fruit?
Possibly, you know, he didn't bring the new fruit until later. I made a shechianu on the day, and now they bring you new fruit.
Right.
So l'char, you make another shechianu. L'char, yeah.
So they had the baby, you had a different baby, you bought a different baby.
But you didn't know about the fruit.
Okay, I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know the longness, but it's all I know. I'm going very quick. Just draw some issues. I don't have all the problems. I just want to throw out issues very quickly. It's a big machloekes apayskim. Next time you go to a bris, it's not so uncommon for someone to have
grandchildren.
Two boys?
Boys.
Eretz Yisrael, the Meshachianu, how many Shachianus?
I think
two. Okay, very good. So Nechnami, that's one Mahalach. And other parties can say, no, you only make one Shachianu. We in Chutz Li'aretz, we don't see this too much because we generally don't make a Shachianu. It's hard to go to find a place. Svarim. But among Ashkenazim, you don't very commonly find people making a Shachianu Bris Milah. And in Chutz Li'aretz, so you don't see the Shal. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a very big issue when there are different Minhagim as to what to do.
This Friday is the Yahrzeit for Mordechai Zimmerman.
The Moyel. Ah, who's my Moyel? My Moyel, yeah.
I know him.
I have a tape, my brother. We dug up, cleaning up the house, we dug up a tape, my brother's bris. So I hear him.
Yanko, what's his name? Yanko?
He wasn't there, Yanko, but Zimmerman was very loud. The Hagosha. He was screaming.
He held the bottle at my wrist.
He held the bottle?
Schachter was the mile.
Schachter? Who's Schachter?
He's
long gone?
How many years?
He held the bottle because
he was in training?
The Samnik was the judge of a Rebbe. And in those cases, they did it in the hospital. He didn't want the nurse to hold.
Uh-huh. In training. I didn't want the nurse to come close. Interesting. Okay, here's a very interesting Shaila. Okay, this is fascinating Shaila. There's no answer to the question. This question remains a big halachic dilemma.
The father says the same
brachas
twice?
Is it
twins?
Yes. The brachas are said twice. Father says two brachas. Alachnisa bevisa shel Avraham Avinu twice. Just so very mock, but there should be a separation between the two brisim.
Do you need 10 different men also?
You don't need to do a bris in front of 10 people, do you? Do you need 10 people? Pursuing Nisa?
Double bar mitzvah. And what they did,
bar mitzvah is different. Bar mitzvah is different.
It was the 10 men that weren't present to the person.
A double bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah is, what do you mean? What do you mean? For what?
It's a made-up situation, I don't know.
Okay, well, let's talk about it soon if we have time. Let's discuss another Shaila, which there is no answer, no resolution to the question. A baby is born, let's talk about, before we get to twins, a baby is born Bein HaShemashas. Bein HaShemashas, let's say it's born 15 minutes, I don't know the Zmanim, I'm not familiar with Zmanim, so Shaila is, let's say it's between Monday and Tuesday. If the baby is born on Monday, the bris going to be 8 days later on Monday. The baby is born on Tuesday, the bris going to be on Tuesday. The baby is born in between Monday and Tuesday during a Zman that cannot be determined off the halacha if it's Monday or Tuesday. So what do we do? So the bris is going to be done by default on Tuesday. Why? Because Tuesday is Safik 8, Safik 9. It might very well be that he was born on Tuesday, so then the bris is going to be done bizman, be'itay uvizmanay, 8 days later on Tuesday. But it may very well be that the time the baby was born was on Monday, so then the baby is having the bris milah on day nine. Why can't we do the bris milah day on Monday? Because maybe the baby was born on Tuesday, so then it's day seven. You cannot do a bris milah before the zman under no condition. If you do a bris milah before the zman, it is no good. You require hatofas dam milah. The bris can be done late. It can be done late, but it cannot be done before the Zman. So a baby that's born between Monday and Tuesday, you have no choice but do it on Tuesday. It will be a Safik 8, Safik 9. Very good. A woman is in labor. It's now Bein HaShemashos. Perfect time. And she gives birth, Mazel Tov, the first baby has come out. It's come out, Bein HaShemashos, L'chol Hades. Whether you're a Chassid, a Litvak, a Misnagid, Chabad, it's Bein HaShemashos. So it's Safik 8, Safik 9. This baby is going to have a Bris Milah next Tuesday. And then, half an hour later, it's a very long labor. Things aren't going the way they were supposed to go. And the baby, the next baby comes out. It comes out when it's Vaday Laila. Vaday Laila. So the second baby, for sure, is going to have his Bris Milah next Tuesday. So here we go. Now the question is, which baby goes first? Now let's take a step back. I want to take a step back. I've got to mention this. Let's discuss the case, the original case. The rabbi tells the balabas, Mazel Tov, you have a Bris Milah on Tuesday. There's another balabas in the shul that also had a baby, so they're going to be a double header. Which baby goes first? Which baby goes first? No, no, let's discuss a simple case. There are two babies. There are two babies. Oh, really? The one that was born first?
That's not
his mano
anymore.
Why should the one that goes first be... Why should that one have the bris milah? So that is the minhag. No, they're both... Let's discuss the case. Let's discuss the case where they attack both bisman. They're both bisman. Two babies born on Monday. One was born first, one was born second. Let's not discuss the case of brothers, because brothers have a different halacha. One has to give cover to the other, which I'll discuss in a moment. Two brothers, you mechuyev to give cover to your older brother. But let's discuss two people that are not brothers, two strangers, having a bris in the same Beis HaKnesses, by the same oil. Which one goes first? The minhag ha'olam is to let the person, the older baby, go first. The baby that was born first goes first. That is a minhag. A minhag Yisrael for which there is absolutely no makar. There's no source in halacha for this minhag, and the very big nafkamina, because it's the minhag, is that there's no need to delay whatsoever. If baby number one, the older baby, they have not yet come, they're late, there's a delay, then there's absolutely no reason to delay. You can do zrizim, ma'akdim, lemitzas, there's no reason. You right away do baby number two, and then you do baby number one. If it was a halacha, what? He's on the run, he won't wait. So then but if this was a halacha that you mechuyev to give kedima to one or the other, then the halacha will be mechuyev to it. If you're planning on doing two brisim, and you mechuyev to do one in order, then that will require you to a certain degree to wait. That would be the proper thing to do. But being
that's if you're in the same
hole. Exactly, right. Going with you are on the same place. Okay, well that's now here we have a father that has two sons. Father has two sons, let's twins, and let's say it's on the same, and let's say they were both born bisman. So also the same exact thing you do, the old one older goes first, no questions asked. But let's say we have this unusual case where one was born by Nashmash, right? So one was born bisman. So here is a dilemma for which there is no answers, machlekas apoiskim, and there's no clear psak halacha. Which one goes first? Each one has a maila. The maila of the first one is he's old. Not only is he older, I'm more of an emergency because it's shalei bizman, and every moment you don't have a bris milah, it's a chiyuv karis. You have to take the chiyuv karis is hanging, is looming over a person until he has a bris milah. So since it's milah shalei bizman, it's already day 9 possibly. There's an urgency, whereas the other one is not getting into that urgency until he gets to day 9.
He has all day to go.
Mitzad acher, mila bizman. Mila bizman has chashivas. We should give the bris mila to the second child, the one that came second first. And all, maybe you want to add that the first one is older. First one is older, l'choladeis. So you want
to. Let's say it's the shadow different. Yeah. Let's say you have someone who was sick, couldn't have the bris bizman.
Right, you have two brisim.
Uh-huh. So which one comes first?
So they're different people. You have two babies or twins also. For example, with the delay, the first baby was born, there was a significant delay. It was shayach, how long could it be a delay between the first and the second? Let's say it could be an hour delay. The first baby was born, but the first baby was not well, was the delay. And then an hour later in the night, baby number two. So one was, and there was a chayla. So yeah, chol, you know, you have to wait 7 days on your chol. But one is shalei bizman, one is bizman. Which one comes first? It could very well be that it's part of the shaila. He only presents it with twins because that's the parsha. But l'chol, it seems to say that this is machlekes apoiskim. You have apoiskim on both sides. When you have two brisim in front of you, one is shalei bizman, one is bizman. Which one has kedima? Some apoiskim are very strong. Mila bizman is a chashuv, and mela it takes kedima. Others say no, it's an emergency. You do the one that shalei bizman first.
Say mila bizman is kedima. Yeah. And Zerizim Akdim, that would mean you would have to make the brisos from the Sikkim in here, you know, right away.
We should. How you should?
We don't do it. Sometimes people make the brisos in the afternoon.
It's just not practical. So
then this whole...
Okay, but still you have to decide halacha which one goes first. Okay, another quick shayla. Let's jump ahead to a bar mitzvah. Interesting shayla bar mitzvah. Another question, it's not resolved. Machlekes apoiskim, there's no clear psak. Everyone knows the classic case where you have two twins. One is born Chof Tes Adar Aleph, and the second one is born Aleph, Ayin the base.
Bar mitzvahs
are reversed. The bar mitzvah person, and when they are bar mitzvah, there's only one adar. So the one that is adar al, so the bar mitzvah boy, the month apart, two bar mitzvahs a month apart, fine. We all know that. Here's a shayla, which is no answer to. We're learning sechti vamis. Let's say there's a third child, a third brother, not triplets. There's a third brother, and that third brother dies without children. Now there's a mitzvah yibam. Who is the bechor? V'hoya ha-bechor. Ashayokim al-shmachim. V'hoya ha-bechor. Mitzvah the bechor. Which one is the bechor? What? No. Only one chalitza. No. It's the Gemara. Ferish daf yoni. All the lengthy daf yoni will shout you down. It doesn't make a difference when he died. No. It doesn't make a difference. No. No. I hear you saying alumnus. We don't say that. It doesn't matter. So this is a dilemma that is not answered. Who is the Bukhar? Is the Bukhar, when the Torah says, the Hoya HaBukhar, is the Bukhar determined from the time of birth? Or is Bukhar determined from the time of the entry into mitzvahs? Unbelievable.
Bukhar,
what? Bukhar Av is the Gemara.
Right. Bukhar Av, there's no Shaila who is the Bukhar.
What? The Torah says, "V'hoya ha-bechor." In this pasuk, the older brother in Masechti Vamos, the more in Darshans, "V'hoya ha-bechor." The older brother is the one that has upon him the mitzvah of yibam chalitza. Oh, that's not so. It's a machlekes ha-poskim. Some say we go with one who was born first. Even others say no. The bechor, when the Torah says "V'hoya ha-bechor," it means the one that entered into the ol hamitzvah is first. So even though he was born second, since he was born in a way where he entered, became bar mitzvah a month before he is. Another nafimina is a katan ben teisha. No chalitza. No chalitza. Has to be an adult. Chalitza is only midir. No, he has to be an adult. Hey, another shayla. Another interesting shayla. What about kavav? There's a pasuk kavav es avichav yasimecha. A younger brother has a chiv to be mechaved his older brother. In this instance, who has to give kavav to the other? Who gives kavav to the other? It's not clear. It's not halacha. Who is the bechor left for Yerusha? For Yerusha, I think it's the one that was born first. That, I think that the bechor that the peterechem.
No,
the
first one is the Bukhara
M,
and the second one is the
Bukhara
Av. And the first one is not
Bukhara,
it's his first kid,
Bukhara
Av.
The one that...
Bukhara.
So these are interesting
shilas. So he had a kid before him because he died.
Okay, talk about... what about... These are interesting, just very quickly. What about a bar mitzvah? Bar mitzvah for twins. We all know you're not... Bar mitzvah is a twin, so how many times the father say, Baruch Shepotrani Mi Ayin Tushal Zeh? Once or twice.
To help Guna, doesn't matter how many times.
You can say it every week.
What? The ones that, now, what's one thing if you don't make a Shema Malchus? Many people do not make the Baruch Shema Malchus, but some do. Some have the custom to make, doesn't remember what they did here for their children, to make the Baruch B'Shem Malchus. If you make it B'Shem Malchus, the parents say you make it twice. You make it, and some people some had a custom. You make it; they change the bracha. Baruch Shabbatani Me'Oincha Shalzeh Umi Shalzeh. Why not? What's so terrible to say a bracha like that? Me'Oincham Shal Shneim Ein Mishanin Madea Shetov Vechachamim. You don't change the nusach of the bracha, even though in this instance it means you can have to make a double bracha, half leva fell. You have to make two brachas. Now, this is a very we're not sensitive to this, but it used to be the minig in ancient times, believe it or not, when you had a double bar mitzvah twins, you have to make two minyanim. It's an ayin hara. We're not sensitive to this.
The Lubavitch today,
yeah.
When there's a velum,
yeah.
Every oval has his own minyan. So if you have a family that has three people sitting,
yes, they make their own minyan.
Yes, that's
so they can say Kaddish.
Yes, they do that.
That is so that each one can say Kaddish.
But
this is purely a din in ayin hara. Yes. We all know you're not allowed to call up two brothers one after the other because of ayin hara. There has to be a hefsek in between. So there used to be the custom that the ayin hara is even to give them an aliyah in the same minyan. So since they're both becoming bar mitzvah, the people that went out of their way to make two separate minyanim for each bar mitzvah boy because of ayin hara. Ad kedei kach. Okay, we don't do that obviously. What?
Each one wants to lay the Torah.
It's like someone once said to me, there was a person. The person was saying that he was telling someone, Bli Ayin Hara, I have 7 daughters. So the person said to him, don't worry, no one's giving you an Ayin Hara.
My friend, you better go. My friend's got